A series of camps are taking place this summer at the Sitka Sound Science Center. They cover water, marine life, the forest, and even flight, all parts of daily life in Southeast Alaska. The idea is to reinforce what the students have already learned in school and maybe even prepare them for the upcoming year, and to have fun. KCAW's Ed Ronco has more.
When the tide goes out behind the Sitka Sound Science Center, it reveals a rocky tidal flat. It is a wide expanse of kelp, driftwood, and stones, dotted by pools of seawater. It is an invitation to draw closer to the silvery ocean under the safe blanket of low-hanging gray clouds. It is, quite possibly, one of the most serene places in Sitka. Most of the time.
Oh my God, what?
Armagrama's like this big!
I'm not kidding, we're not
kidding! Whoa!
This is Critter Camp.
Look at that!
Put on by the Sitka Sound Science Center, and as the name might suggest, there are 17 children right now, all entering first or second grade next year, combing the tide pools for, well, critters. A young girl walks up to instructor Ashley Bulwark. The girl is holding something in her hand.
A mussel. Yeah, he's called a blue mussel because that's what color he kind of looks, doesn't he? Right here? Yeah. All right, can you put him back where you found him?
Why?
Because where does he live?
In the water.
Right, where you found him, in the water.
The students spend time as a group, and then, under the careful eyes of camp staff and a few volunteers, they wander freely, looking for more critters. Alex Bailey is one of them. He's higher up on the beach than the rest of the students.
Well, I didn't bring my boots.
But that has not stopped him from finding plenty to look at.
Well, I did find a shell that was alive, and there was a little crab in it that never opened, but he was trying to keep his water inside his shell so he can be wet.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. So why does a crab do that?
I don't know. Because he likes to be in water. He wants to be in water, mm-hmm. and he doesn't like to be in air and dry.
Alex says he likes looking for critters on the beach, and he's not alone.
I love tide pooling, and I feel right at home with them because they're like, look at this! And I'm like, no way, what did you find? And I'm just really excited all the time.
That is Ashley Bulwark. Officially, she is the logistics coordinator at the Science Center, but the kids call her Miss Ashley. So, Miss Ashley and Miss Elena.
My name is Elena Avery. I am the AmeriCorps volunteer at the Sitka Sound Science Center.
They both have backgrounds in biology and a lot of curiosity. Both Miss Ashley and Miss Elena agree that some of the most fun they have comes when kids ask them a question and they do not know the answer.
And the kids love when they stump the instructor or stump the teacher. And they'll find something and I'll go, I don't know what that is. And I'll have to flip through my field guide and try to figure out what it is. So there's still new stuff.
There were a few camps on the menu this summer. Critter Camp joins programs about water, flight, and the forest. They serve students as young as the ones we met up to those entering fifth grade. There is an aquarium camp set for August, too. That is designed for students in grades 6 through 8. The idea, says Miss Elena, Avery, is to reinforce the things the students learn in their regular classrooms, or, in some cases, to prepare them for the coming year.
If it's something that they've already covered in school, if it's something in summer camp, they can say, oh my gosh, I already know this. I already know what a mammal is. And they can be the kid that is helping explain things. Or hopefully maybe next year, if they're talking about photosynthesis, it's not just this big scary word. It's something that they've seen before in camp. They've kind of experienced it. So it's not as intimidating and they can go in and learn more.
There's also the hope that what's happening now, at a very young age, could plant the seeds for a lifelong interest in science. After all, the people teaching the camp now were once influenced by science teachers. For Bulwark, it was in the fourth grade.
Her name was Miss DeBall. She was just wonderful, had a ton of energy, and she was actually my science teacher for fourth, fifth, and sixth grade, Lots and lots of fun every year. It was great.
And for Avery?
As a little child, my science camp was Long Island Sound with my grandfather. So he takes credit for that, and I'll give it to him. But in junior high and high school, I had Dr. Carroll as my chemistry professor, and she had us do projects like make a three-dimensional periodic table. And it helped a lot, and that building really helped get the concepts across.
So someday is some kid going to be sitting in a science center somewhere talking to a radio reporter saying, Miss Elena and Miss Ashley, help me find the chitin on the beach?
I sure hope so.
I hope so.
That would be amazing.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Awesome. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.